time to talk some rugby league. We do it with the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, men.
Hey, Dino.
All right, what do we think our combatants for the grand final? To be honest, based on what we've seen over the last two games, I reckon the best team wins both games and it's set for a cracking grand final.
Yeah, it certainly will be, Jimmy. I think the fascinating part here is who will Sydney get behind? The Roosters are such a prolonged and sustained successful club, but there is a lot of jealousy. If that's the word Nick Politis used last week, there's always been that innuendo over the cap and the superstars that they attract year on year. And there's a bit of dislike out there for the Chooks, whether that be right or wrong. Of course, Canberra aren't even based in Sydney. So it'll be very interesting to see who the fans of other clubs actually support in this game. Because I get the feeling, guys, that albeit they're a Sydney club, that the Roosters actually may have less support on the big day for a team that is about 350k's away.
Yeah, Dean, I think Tan might have summed it up. Hoping for a Canberra's win, but thinking the Roosters will be too good. And probably a lot of people in that boat. Hey, Dino, is Luke Keary in any trouble for that hit on Kafusi?
Oh, he's in trouble, right? They'll probably announce something within the next hour or so. The mail I'm getting, though, is that the swinging arm and the alleged hair pull will probably be deemed as grade one. That would constitute a fine for both. So I'm thinking at this point, guys, and the official charge sheet hasn't come out, let me stress that, but the mail I'm getting is that it would more than likely be grade one. So he'd cop possibly two fines, Keary, but be right for the big one.
Oh, just looking at it again, I don't think there's any problem with the hair pull one. Zorba's word's not mine. If you have that much hair, you've got to expect it to get... He needs to lose a bit of hair, Felice Kafusi. No, I'm being flippant there, but I don't think there's any problem there. And just looking at it again on
where
that front-on angle,
I reckon
that it goes through the shoulder first
and,
up
and
to the neck.
And goes up?
Yeah. And then there's further speculation, Dino, that the actual reason that Felice Kafusi stayed off the field was because of rib injuries as opposed to failing the HIA.
I guess it goes back to, Jimmy, to what Sam Burgess brought to the public this week in terms of, you know, should minor offences and whether you deemed Keary's swinging arm to be minor or not, preclude them from playing big games. Now, look, it wasn't the best book from Luke Keary, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't a good old-fashioned swinging arm. I mean, again, I sort of agree with Sam on this. To miss a grand final potentially for that would, in my eyes, be a travesty.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Dino, we have spoken a lot about the Roosters so far, but what about the Raiders? They've beaten Melbourne twice in Melbourne. It's no fluke that they're in the grand final. Can they win it?
Oh, they can win it, Ray. I've got no doubt in my mind. Look, I tipped the Roosters at the start of the year, and I've said so on this show multiple times throughout the season. I think the Roosters will go back-to-back. And again, there's nothing I've seen so far that would alter my opinion there. But certainly Canberra will have a red-hot crack. I thought that game on Friday night had the most sustained physicality I think I've seen for the entire season. It started fierce and fiery, and it finished that way. It was such a physical game, and I just think Canberra had the extra 24 hours on the Roosters in terms of allocation of games, and they're going to need that, because I really believe that the Raiders will be a bit beaten up after that game.
Were you okay with... Sorry, my fault. Were you okay with Papali being charged?
Yeah, I was. I thought that was pretty much right. They got it correct there. Look, it looked like it came off the ball. He had a wrapping motion. You know, it wasn't anything, again, I repeat, that in my eyes would deem him to miss such a big game. And I thought his performance on Friday night was really up there with the best individual performances by a forward this season. It was just a remarkable effort. And who would have thought that Canberra would go to England, sign four players from a seemingly inferior Super League competition, and have those four players, all of them, turn out to be stars, and direct this Canberra Raiders in their first GF since 94. It's a remarkable story.
He's a special player, that Josh Hodgson, a very good player. Hey, the Dragons review, it's been handed down by Phil Gould. There's also the speculation around Shane Flanagan, who is allowed to be an assistant coach for 2020 and 2021. Is that a marriage made in heaven?
I think so, Jimmy. The mail I'm getting now is that there are basically two options. That would be Shane Flanagan coming in as an assistant coach, which, as you say, has now been permitted by the NRL, or Tim Sheen perhaps being considered as a coaching director. Look, Paul McGregor has the authority as head coach to determine his staff. So it will come down to Mary. I think initially there was perhaps a little bit of resistance from McGregor to bring in such a, how would I say it, well-known coach, a bloke that's won a premiership. It might be a little bit disconcerting.
Yes.
For such a heavy shadow of Shane Flanagan to come in. But Pickerfine, Paul McGregor is slowly but surely turning. There will be an announcement sometime early this week. And the mail I'm getting, guys, that Flanagan will be named as the assistant coach down there.
You know what's really interesting? So that would run in parallel with Paul McGregor having 2 years to run on his contract. Now he signed an extension during the course of the year, so 2020, 2021. So after that point, Shane Flanagan could easily take over, right?
Okay,
so you have to be aware of that if you're Paul McGregor. The other thing to be aware of is this. What if you sack Paul McGregor after 1 year? Your assistant coach can't take over.
Until 2021. Two.
Until 2022. Right, yeah. So in many ways, they've almost out-snookered themselves. If that is the way that things play out.
Mary's there for 2 years minimum.
Or Mary's there for 2 years and they extend him beyond that because he's doing a good job.
It'd be very interesting. As I said, I wouldn't say it's a power struggle. Quite clearly, they're both on the same side. But when you've got a bloke there whose credentials are actually better than the head coach when he's the assistant, it can just throw off the equilibrium, I guess you could say, at the coaching roster. It's a bit of a weird setup. But look, Paul McGregor, you could argue, could do with a fresh set of eyes and a new body in there to look at things that perhaps he hasn't seen in the last year or two.
Yep, no, fair enough. Brodie Croft, is he going to the Broncos, Dino?
Yeah, he has met with the Broncos, Ray, but he's only 22. The key, though, here is, I understand, is they have to offload a player, and that player they're trying to get rid of is Jack Bird. So if Bird can get a new home, I think they'll sign Croft. If he can't, I don't think Brisbane has the room left in their cap to sign the young Melbourne halfback. Look, if Brodie Croft does go, it does give Anthony Seibold the new-look spine that he wants. It would mean that Milford would be fullback, Tom Dearden, and Brodie Croft would be in the halves, and young Jake Turpin would be the hooker. So Seibold has said several times since that debacle of a semi-final against Panama that he needed a new-look spine, a new-look side, and if he can get Croft, I think you'll find that that'd be how they line up to start next season.
Geez, I'm not convinced. I'm a bit like Zorb. I'm not convinced that Brodie Croft is the right man for that job, especially with Thomas Dearden. I think they're too similar in what they do. What about grand final in 2021? Going out there last night, and look, it's a brilliant cricket ground. It's great for the AFL. It's not great for rectangular sports, the SCG. The grand final's there in 2020. What are you hearing about 2021, Dino?
I think you'll find this debate will light up in the next week or so, Jimmy. Look, quite clearly, the delay in rebuilding ANZ Stadium means that we are, as a game, looking for a location for that 2021 grand final. The NRL is seeking compensation from the government because of those delays, and I hear that figure's around $20 million. So if they can get that money, I think you'll find I'll play it, albeit reluctantly, at the SCG. But if there's a sticking point over the money, the mail I'm getting is it's becoming increasingly likely that we will head north and that 2021 grand final will be at Suncorp Stadium. And as much as we hate Queensland down here, I think they would do an absolutely brilliant job up there. They'd make it a week-long festival. And if it does go north, I think, in a strange way, it would be great for the game.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
We don't have a God-given right, Jimmy, to have this
totally.
We should be expanding and taking it elsewhere, in my eyes.
Yeah, no,
it's
I'm
like
with
Origin.
You. I'm with you, Dino. I'm with you. This is groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
I'm with you, Dino, 100%. Hey, Dino, we're going to fly, mate. We will speak next week. Now, just to let you know, Zorba came into the studio today. The offer and the invitation will be extended to you for next
He's
week
got
for
a busy
grand
week,
final
Dino.
Day.
He's got a, this is grand.
Oh, I'm there if there's petrol money.
Mate, you could walk here.
Maybe News Limit, they give me 70 cents to K. I'd want at least that, if not a touch more.
Apparently he just drives around Holt Street, just driving in circles.
Clocking
just
up the K's.
Clocking up the K's.
K's at 70 cents, that's $2.80. Take out taxes, at $1.50.
He's got it all worked out.
Thank you, Dino.
I think you'll figure I'll be at home.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dino.
See you, mate.